Tom Castaldi, welcome.
Well, nice to be with you, Julia. Thank you.
Now, you've been hot on the radio trail of Indiana's history for over two decades. So when did this passion begin?
I think what turned me on to history was to be at a place where somebody preceded me, us, our community. I think that I live by the idea that to know your history is to build pride in your community, and pride building community is what builds towns and cities.
And speaking of towns and cities, you grew up in Logansport.
Logansport, yes.
And now you're here. When did the passion for your sharing history with others enter into your life?
Oh, I think there was an occasion I once heard on one of our television stations in Fort Wayne that was interviewing a man on the street in Wabash, Indiana. I don't know just exactly what the question was, but it was something like, what are you looking for in your future? And the man's response was, my dream is to move away from here as soon as I can, as if he did not like his town. And it occurred to me, if that person only knew the ground he was standing on, how different he would feel about that attitude. And that goes back to the more you knew about your history, the more you can take pride in it, and it's pride that builds community.
And in your case, you could find a way to share that with other people.
Yeah, I think so. I also had spent a career in advertising, trying to convince people why they ought to buy stuff. So maybe I'm out trying to sell history. I don't know. And not afraid to try to do it.
Why does this passion to do this kind of work resonate so strongly for you, do you think?
Oh, I think because as I've done it, people continue to ask questions. And I love it when somebody says, I didn't know that.
That's an interesting point you make, because things are still there and remnants of the past are still there. So you notice that and you're going to find it and uncover it. That makes sense. So how did your passionate pursuit of history turn into a weekly radio show?
Probably because of my experience at Essex, I was sort of put in charge of community relations. Frankly, I think my first introduction to WBNI in those days, now WBOI, was coming out for fundraisers and organizing employees who wanted to come out and be on the phone bank or this, that, or the other. And we did that for public radio and public TV, and it just got to know folks a bit. And somewhere along the way, a little bit later, we experienced in Fort Wayne our bicentennial, and we were working on a trail through Fort Wayne called the Heritage Trail. And this is another one of those little quirky things that happen out there. Somebody said, why are you people putting your efforts and your money into a walking trail? It'll never succeed. If you go around, you'll see these old abandoned signs all around the place. And that was sort of like somebody throwing a gauntlet down. And I thought, well, let's don't forget it and talk to the folks here. We decided, let's just do a series on this. We had all the research done. We had this guidebook all put together by the likes of a Michael Hawfield and a Reverend George Mather and others on our committee who really knew this history and really had it documented. And all I had to do was go in and get those stories out. And it just blossomed from there. Now we try to broaden it out to more of a regional, so the folks over in Ohio, the folks up on the Michigan border can enjoy.
And how do you determine what and who to include in your weekly shows?
Usually it's something I read myself or find out, and I'm thinking, wow, that's interesting, you know, and it builds on itself. And oftentimes it's when you're researching something that all of a sudden another little factoid pops its head and you say, better put that over in a file because next week I'm going to get on that.
Now, that is a good point. Yeah. And it makes me wonder, after two decades in the pursuit of finding and sharing Hoosier history, are you ever afraid you'll run out of topics to explore?
No, because I go to bed at night and wake up the next day and look back, and that was another piece of history yesterday. Although I really do enjoy that old history. I don't know. It's just something that we're all made differently, and that's my shtick.
From the inside looking out, what does the history of a place tell us about its present and for that matter, its future?
Well, the old idea that, you know, history is going to repeat itself. And it's just amazing how you can see all the pieces there. Oftentimes when you're doing some sort of research, you're thinking, oh my gosh, are we going down that same path today? And oftentimes you realize you are, you know.
besides doing radio, how do you get and keep people engaged in history?
Well, usually it's by getting involved with organizations, I think. I've been a member of the Allen County Historical Society for a number of years. I'd been a past board member of ARCH and of the Lincoln Museum when it was here. And the Indiana Canal Society, I've been a board member of that and an advisor for Little River Wetlands and all of these. And so people will literally ask questions, asking you to develop into stories or into the facts so that they can proceed with whatever projects that you might be working on. And you mix your ideas with all the other folks, and oftentimes good ideas come out of that, or good results, I would say. Yeah.
And as long as you don't mind a pretty full schedule, it sounds like you enjoy this. It's a good fit for you.
Yeah. Oh, no, I take great pleasure in doing it.
Can you turn off that need to know about the past, or are you truly hardwired with it?
Yeah, I describe it as an addiction. So it saves on a lot of other expense because I just buy books. And maybe I'm not saving so much. I don't know.
It does seem to become you, literally and figuratively. So, okay, what history work do you do besides radio on a regular basis?
Oh, well, I write for Fort Wayne Monthly Magazine and been doing that since it started. Also, a couple of blog sites. One is the History Center's Our Stories, it's called. And also started blogging for the Indiana Historical Bureau's blogging Hoosier History. Those are online. And then an interesting thing with the Heritage Trail, as it's posted through town, you can walk up to one of those signs, and if it has a QR code, you can put your smartphone on that, and it'll bring up the podcast from WBOI's facilities that tells you whatever I've recorded about that location.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and then I like working with museums. I have worked with the Delphi Wabash Erie Canal Museum. I have written some 30 or so historical markers there, and have exhibits in other historical societies on other subjects.
That's great. Yeah. And it sounds like in spreading your word, you do explore a variety of electronic and other social media. I think that's grand. Are there any off-mic, non-Hoosier areas of history that call your name?
Another area of the history that I enjoy doing a lot is neighborhood grocery stores. It is a business I grew up in. I was a fourth generation owner of a small neighborhood store, and I find it interesting that people are fascinated about the old neighborhood store, and everybody has a connection because I guess they like to eat. But it's amazing how many people, grandpa, grandma, aunt, uncle, cousin, somebody either owned a little store or worked in one. And I love collecting those stories, putting those together. I also was asked by the late Bishop Darcy to do a history of the Fort Wayne South Bend Diocese. So that's been fun. But all this history all knits together anyway. I mean, you know, at the grocery store, whether it's church related, whether it's canal, why the streets go the way they do, you know, it fits my avocation, my addiction.
It sounds like it might feed it, but it fits it as well. That's great. Before I let you get back on that trail, Tom, I am curious, are you surprised that history continues to drive your energy and your radio as well after all these years?
No, it just keeps regenerating day after day. I mean, to hear a story or read a story of something that sounds like it might fit what we're trying to do, there's a sense of pleasure when you discover it. And then the challenge of how am I going to get this in 4 minutes, which is the format.
So what advice would you give someone who really never gave a thought to maybe their own past, maybe their area's past? Why should they?
Oh, I think because if you are a person that is out there researching, what people can journal, write down about their own lives, what they can donate in terms of family treasures, artifacts, all help in somebody down the road, some years ahead, are going to find those as wonderful jewels. And now, if there's nothing else, because you may not even be around to experience it, they're going to bless you big time because to have the forethought to leave this. And everybody's history is important. I mean, there's so many people that just say, no, nobody's going to be interested in this. And that's just, that's such valuable information going forward, you know, because everybody can't be George Washington and everybody, you know, they're just regular people out here. And we want to know your story, you know.
Tom Castaldi is the producer host of 89.1 WBOI's On the Heritage Trail. Tom, thank you so much for sharing your time with us today. Safe travels and ever happy trails to you.
Well, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.